morning. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Your 5 to 9 news feed on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Boy, these drones are amazing. If you've had one, you've enjoyed it. Boy, they're getting better and a better price, too, all the time. Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News. Will's Ways to Save. We're doing a drone out of a box this morning. Good video. Morning, man.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, I think video is the key. Not just the video. I loaded up to WTAM.com, keyword save. But the video that this drone captures is mind-boggling. I know a lot of our listeners might now, you're thinking, I don't know if I want a drone. Maybe my kid wants it or my grandkid wants it. Why would I want one?
Right.
And Bill, that's where I come in.
All right. Explain. Why do I want one?
Photography and video and spectacular moments within nature or whatever else is going on in the sky that you can capture via remote control or your smartphone. It's great. I've never really thought I would want a drone or use one. And in the last few months, since this is one of the hottest tech items of the summer, I started testing. I'm using one after the other after the other. And the one that I found today, which is under $100 and you get extra batteries and extra propellers and all these crazy accessories, is what I call mindless flying. You press something, it goes up. But while it's up there, it can transmit absolutely spectacular sunset photos to your smartphone.
Okay.
It can capture moments within your community or your neighborhood or a gathering. 4th of July fireworks next year, your Labor Day barbecue. And for me, Bill, this was when this really came alive as a contraption that I will definitely use over the course of a year.
Buddy of mine was showing me some pictures of a family reunion this summer, and they shot it. They were in a park, and they shot it from a drone. So they got the whole crew in the picture. It was great. Yeah.
Channel 3 uses it for its traffic now, I believe.
There
and
you go.
That's just to show you some real world applicability.
How much?
95 down from 180. Wow. Although to be honest, it has an HD camera and a smart remote. It's worth about 300.
Great price. Check out the video if you've been thinking about one of these drones and the video and the picture ability and the Wi-Fi. Good stuff. Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News. Watch him there this morning. Back here same time tomorrow. Just go to WTAM.com. Keyword save. You can check out the deal. Thanks, bud.
Awesome.
Get Mike Snyder Sports. Mornings 15 and 45 past on News Radio WTAM 1100. This one for Mercedes-Benz of Bedford.
Hi, good morning, Bill. Well, the Browns busy yesterday. Hey, they are 2-0 in the preseason. We'll get to the details on all of what they have going on as they look to decide who will be the starting quarterback. But let's get to the Tribe, as right now they're in a race to win the division and also maybe overtake Boston to have that home field advantage when they get to the postseason. First of a four-game series at Progressive Field. It's a 4-4 game in the ninth inning. Indians with a runner at second.
Guyer's at second base. Nobody out. The 1-1 pitch. Perez squares. He bunts it back toward the mound, picked by the first baseman, double clutch, throw gets away from Devers. Here comes Guyer with a winning run. Tribe wins it on a walk-off bunt and throwing error.
Well, you don't see many end that way. Hey, but how about Roberto Perez? He had a three-run homer earlier in the game, and the Indians do get the 5-4 win, but the joy of victory is tempered with a couple of injuries of concern. Carlos Santana left the game with a back issue. I guess that had bothered him actually during batting practice, and Tito almost sat him out. And then there's Andrew Miller, who was on the DL with a knee problem. Well, that knee problem flared up again after he faced one batter and was a pitch into the second hitter, and he had to leave the game. Here's what Tito said about him afterwards.
You know, he actually felt really good today. And on the one pitch that he kind of yanked, he said he really felt it. And then the next pitch is when he called me out. So, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board. That's, you know, not what we were hoping for. But again, we'll let the medical people put their heads together and see what they can do.
And even Miller, who spoke to reporters afterwards, said that basically he wants to see how it feels today. Boy, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Tribe and Red Sox go at it again tonight at 7:10. Of course, we'll have it for you right here. Hey, the Browns defense is playing well. They're now 2-0. They beat the Giants 10-6. They didn't really shut down Eli Manning and the Giants. Now, offensively, well, there are issues. Brock Osweiler, 6 of 8 for just 25 yards and an interception. DeShone Kizer actually showed a little more than Osweiler, but the rookie still had his flaws, although he was 8 of 13 for 74 yards, did score the only touchdown, ran for 35 overall. Hugh Jackson says,
I want to put this thing to bed by Wednesday. I kind of want to say here's where we're going because I think this upcoming game will play a little longer, you know, with the first group, because I think it's important to do so and have as many guys who are going to play, you know, in the opener playing. because this is the dress rehearsal game. So I'd like to put this thing to bed and just move forward in that direction. And whatever decision we make, and we're going to make the one that's best for the Browns.
So it sounds like we'll find out tomorrow who that guy will be. Browns now will play at Tampa Saturday. Yesterday, of course, the story you heard in the top of the hour news, Browns now have the largest group to lodge a protest during the national anthem. The players who were involved circled behind the bench. They say they were in prayer for the country. The Browns issued a statement as an organization saying they respect our country's national anthem. And just paraphrasing, they went on to say, though, but we do respect the right of our players to include respect their liberties afforded by our country to express their feelings. Home of the Indians and the Cavaliers, Mike Snyder, News Radio, WTAM 1100.
This training camp report is brought to you by Metro Lexus. Experience amazing on News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Well, let's get to the quarterbacks and hear from them. First, it's DeShone Kizer.
You know, once again, this is a day-by-day process, and I completely trust in, you know, the learning curve that I'm on, that Coach Jackson has me on, and we'll continue to you know, improve and learn from these opportunities when I'm out there.
And Brock Osweiler, who I think is still the leader in the clubhouse as far as being the starter.
No frustration yet. Certainly, we're striving every single drive to put points on the board. So the fact that we're not... absolutely. You know, that's upsetting. But at the same time, you still have to look at the good that's taking place. And there is good. But we do have plenty of room to grow as an offense. And I think all of us know that. Nobody's shying away from that. And we're going to come back to work hard this week because we know we need to improve.
Browns will play at Tampa Saturday night. With your Browns update, I'm Mike Snyder.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's interesting. Certainly a reverse in course, I think, from what the president had planned while he was on the campaign trail. He talked about withdrawing from Afghanistan, but now he wants to win. He says he wants to fight to win and bring victory to the troops and make that a clear definition of a victory by attacking enemies, obliterating ISIS, crushing Al-Qaeda, preventing the Taliban from taking over Afghanistan, et cetera, et cetera. He declined to go into specific levels of troop numbers, but he said he was going to delegate that decision to a lot of his military leaders. And already, Secretary of Defense James Mattis has said he wanted to deploy upwards of 4,000 more soldiers. So I think we kind of get an idea where that's going.
He was making a point last night to get more help from the region and in different countries, and even pointing out that, you know, we're paying Pakistan a lot of money, yet he thinks that they're holding a lot of these terrorists that we're trying to get at.
Yeah, he said that we've been paying Pakistan billions and billions of dollars, so at the same time, during the raid in Pakistan to take out Osama bin Laden, it turned out that bin Laden had been hiding out in Pakistan, literally right underneath the government's nose back in 2011, and the White House didn't inform Islamabad about the raid until it was finally over, which was very embarrassing to the country's military and raised questions over whether or not the two nations had a lot of security in their relationship. So President Trump also called out India as well, saying that India needs to contribute more to the stability in Afghanistan, two important allies there, Pakistan and India. But he made it clear that he wants to fight to win and that he doesn't want to get entangled in a long, drawn-out war in Afghanistan, but wants to essentially crush the enemy and bring the troops home.
He heads to Phoenix for a rally tonight?
Yeah, he'll be there late tonight around, I guess, about 10 p.m. Eastern time. And it's going to be a very controversial rally. A lot of folks believe he's going to be pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who has been held in contempt of court for illegally racially profiling illegal immigrant suspects. And so in light of that rally, there's going to be big protests on both sides of the issue. And it looks like it might be a pretty hairy night in Phoenix.
Joe Gomez, Washington, Trump to Phoenix tonight after the speech last night about Afghanistan. Joe, thanks much.
Thanks.
All right, we have connected with Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, graduate Benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year. Let's get on the field, at least, for the Browns conversation to start. Morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Will.
On the field, we start with what you posted. First of all, defense. Yeah, Greg Williams looks like he's made a difference.
He has, and of course the talent they brought in is a... They've given Williams some nice toys to play with, whether it's Myles Garrett or Peppers or you know, even a guy like McCourty, who they signed, a veteran free agent. I mean, that was the one touchdown they scored, basically the defense set it up. They took the ball right out of the receiver's hands for the Giants, put the ball on the 30-yard line, and then eventually they got it in.
Yeah, very encouraging on that side of the ball, Terry. And as you mentioned, because it is some talent that we've not seen there that they have. And Garrett certainly looks like the real deal. To the other side of it, though.
One other thing, Mike. They are so fast now. That's the big difference that I notice. If you just see a lot of players around the ball. They always talk about flying to the ball and being aggressive. But if your team is slow, it doesn't matter. You can't get there in time. These guys have some real quickness.
Well, it's gonna get an early test with the Steelers coming to town, and even this week, I think it's the dress rehearsal game. Tampa's really looking for a big year with Jameis Winston and the way they've grown. So this will be a good test for the defense to see actually how good they are. And offensively, it sounds like Hughes kind of made up his mind, Terry, on the quarterback. What are your thoughts?
I guess he did. I'm be curious to see what he does. Maybe it is going to be Kaiser. He brought him in early and quick. But, you know, really, Kaiser's best plays were probably with his legs. You know, the play that set up their touchdown was a nice screen pass to Vital, the fullback. So, I don't know. I mean, I sat there watching this going, Osweiler showed me not much of anything. Kaiser, you know, he was fortunate in some regard. He had an interception that got waved off by a penalty. He had another sack that got waved off by a penalty. He made more plays than Osweiler did, but it wasn't like, boy, this just jumps off. I find it to be a tough decision which way you want to go, but maybe he's made up his mind, and sometimes you just got to pick one and go with it.
Snites, you thinking Osweiler?
I think you go with a veteran, and I say this only because I don't know how you could just put a rookie against Pittsburgh and Baltimore those first two games. Not that Osweiler has shown me anything. It's a bad situation, again, from the quarterback side of it. It is.
Wait, we're going to pick really a guy that showed us nothing.
I mean, it's okay, really
right.
Yeah.
Well, I got you. All right.
I mean, if you go back to it, the thing that hurt them is they really hoped Cody Kessler could be the guy that could go out and just kind of run the offense in a mechanical way and stay out of mistakes and all that stuff. But, you know, he failed early, and it sent them whirling ever since on what to do.
Yeah, I mean, he had trouble with a handoff, although I know he picked it up later, but that was against the third-teamers. And that's a problem. Now to the quarterback's behalf, though, he's going to get Joe Thomas is going to play this week. There have been some offensive line penalties. Crowell didn't play last night.
How about Zeitler had two of them?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Zeitler had two holds.
Yeah, and he's our big free agent acquisitions. That Giants defensive front's pretty good. So, but I don't know. I just think you probably have to go with a veteran and give Kaiser, fairness to Kaiser, give him a little more time. Although there is upside with him, but I don't know that I'd throw him out there against Pittsburgh.
That's kind of my inclination from the beginning. And that's why I was sort of hoping that either Osweiler would play or I'd watch Kaiser, and I wouldn't see holding the ball too long. And by the way, there are two or three plays. It's like, do you want to like not even make it to the regular season by putting your shoulder down and taking out a linebacker? You know, Kaiser did. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Terry, everybody, as they said last night, Monday Night Football, the nation is watching what the Browns will do.
Yeah.
Well, before the game, of course, a lot of people talking about a record number of NFL players taking a knee, protest, some saying praying. This story's not going to go away, and it's affected this franchise now.
No, and it's going to be a bunch of other teams are going to do it. I mean, this is the one on national TV. You're going to see a bunch of others. And, you know, after the Charlottesville stuff and everything else, look, players are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, I will say this. I stand for the anthem and all that, but I much preferred how they did that than some of the junk earlier in the year that our last year we saw with the national anthem that I thought was totally disrespectful. So.
Yeah, it was off the line. They were kind of back behind.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of had to look. Are they actually?
You know, it was interesting, though, the Giants, so. I don't think anyone observed any of the Giants players doing anything like that.
So
now they got a quarterback, too. Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. Good follow and good take on last night's game. Terry, thanks. Have a great
day. Thanks, Terry.
All right, take care.
Tech Tuesday, Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me this morning on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Your iPhone and your storage. Derek, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
When I get my latest phone, one of the first things they told me was, look, you want to make sure you get plenty of room on that thing, because as soon as you crank it up and add a couple of apps, you're pretty much going to be done with what normal storage happens to the iPhone. Because, I mean, they're so popular and you add so much, you got to have plenty of room on that thing, right?
Well, not just apps, but also, you know, videos and photos that you're taking while you're out and about. Or if you're one of those people who likes to use their iPhone or even your iPad for watching movies on the flight, you know, any movies that you download and watch on there are going to take up a considerable amount of space as well. So one of the things that, just like you said, is that when you are considering a new phone, whether it's an iPhone or any other phone, really, smartphone really, is try to get as much storage on the device up front as you can. For example, with the iPhone, generally each new level will add an additional $100 to the phone cost. But again, that is something that you're going to want to consider, because for most smartphones these days, you can't add storage to the device itself once you've actually purchased it.
Now, let me ask you, though, what I could use when it comes to accessories. What are you seeing, or what should I look at?
Well, the very first thing, once you've got your phone and you've gotten the storage on the device, the next thing you really want to look at is the different cloud services that you can use. This is a way for you to store all of that extra photos and videos and everything else on the cloud. For example, with the iPhone, obviously the Apple's got their own iCloud service. You do have to pay a certain amount per month. It ranges from 99 cents. For 200 gigabytes, all the way up to $20 a month for 2 terabytes. Most people will usually get away with about anywhere between that 50 gigabytes or 200 gigabytes, just to get it so that it will not only automatically back up all of the data on the phone, so that way if something ever happens, you get a new phone or you have to reset the phone, it just pulls all that data back onto the phone itself. The other thing that these cloud services do is they'll usually allow you to share those photos. So instead of you trying to send, you know, the hundreds of photos that you took this weekend to friends and family through email, it can actually then send them a link so that they can access that without that filling up their actual email box storage. Now, there are other storage providers out there. For example, you can go with Microsoft's OneDrive. That'll give you 5 gigabytes for free. Dropbox, which gives you 2 gigabytes, or Google Drive, which gives you 15 gigabytes. It has a really nice little app that will automatically back up photos from the device to the cloud. That way, if you do need to, you can clear out those photos from the device itself.
Different price points on all these things. It sounds like, do you want to have something in your hand, like a little, you know, a little card, sure, an accessory, or you just want to trust the cloud then for adding the storage, right?
Yeah, one of the other options that you do have, there are flash drives out there. Obviously, most of us are used to the USB flash drives you plug into a computer. There are flash drives, though, that have that lightning connector that the iPhones use. So they plug right into the iPhone, and you treat it just like one of those flash drives. Kingston has their new Bolt. PNY and Leaf are two other options out there. They have different sizes from 32 gigabytes all the way up to 128. Again, they just plug in just like your USB drive does on your computer. It gives you a little bit of extra storage. And then another other option that you can always look at are portable hard drives that have Wi-Fi access built into them. There's a couple different ones out there from SanDisk and others. Your phone connects to it through just a direct Wi-Fi connection and allows you to access that. So again, a way for you to pull photos off, store movies while you're traveling, and just gives you a few different options. Not quite as convenient as having the storage already on the phone, but it does give you ways to kind of expand the phone or tablet that you already have.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. Follow him on Twitter, Agent3012. Good tips, good options on adding some storage for your iPhone. Derek, thanks much.
Thank you.
Let's talk some Tribe. Scott Scudery's producer extraordinaire.
Taking over the board.
On the camera.
Oh, no, you can go, Curtis, tell me, Andrew.
On News Radio, WTAM 1100, Bill Wills, Mike Snyder, Curtis Danberg, Indians front office is in, and a little Facebook Live as well as we show you some things the Indians are giving away. How are you, pal? Good morning, Curtis.
I'm doing great. Good morning. He already brought the dogs.
He's got hot dogs. We got a walk. What was this last night? A walk-off bunt win?
Walk-off bunt slash throwing error.
Yes, slash throwing error. Just your ho-hum night at the ballpark, right?
Your average night at Progressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Carlos Carrasco on the mound tonight. Got some great things with this homestand. Curtis, show and talk about what you got here coming up the next few nights.
Well, tomorrow night, I guess it's supposed to be 75 degrees, blue skies.
Be beautiful.
Terry Francona, bobblehead, courtesy of Pepsi. Look at that. Check that out. Manager of the Year. 12,500 fans will get this cool bobblehead, and then we go with Boston's here through Thursday. Mm-hmm. Hey, you like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Look at that. Here.
There's the flip.
Friday we got the rally
very
scarf.
Very nice. Very nice.
I love the
scarf.
Is that
good technique?
Curtis with the scarf.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good look.
See it on Facebook. Yeah. I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
So we've got fireworks, sugar dollar dog pregame in the district, $2 beers from 5 to 7. Mm. So come down here. Limited tickets for Friday. Limited tickets on Saturday. Saturday we have the Edwin Encarnacion jersey giveaway. 12,500 fans will get that. And then KeyBank Kids Fun Day on Sunday. So great homestand all lined up. We've won 11 of our last 14 home games at Progressive Field.
Don't try.
Speaking of lines, Indians.com, best way to be there and be ready, right? Get your tickets.
That is it. And you need to get them quick.
And he's eating already.
I'm having one of those dogs.
And plenty of
Boy,
tickets.
They're good.
Plenty of tickets still remain here for the Red Sox series. We had 21,000 last night. So get your tickets and be a part of it and help support the tribe as we make that postseason push. I heard you mention, you know, these are important games against the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The postseason, having home field advantage, especially in a division series, is crucial.
These games with Boston up there and out here and then the possibility of a playoff series, it's just incredible. And you know, as we're all keeping our fingers crossed for Andrew Miller and of course, for Carlos Santana, too, with a sore back. But the way they played, Curtis, it was electric. You know, you see this group kind of getting into that mode we saw, you know, going down the stretch running into the playoffs last year.
It starts with pitching. And they've set the tone here over the past 6 weeks, and you know, whether in defense, those two go hand in hand, and then you add Jay Bruce, and it's got Edwin going, it's got Santana going, and Jose, you know, he got a little deflection, but he's been fine. And you know what? Look about what happened in Kansas City. Club Tito took off, so Terry Francona brought a DJ in to the clubhouse, and Papa Shot. I heard Hammy talking the other day about seeing Jose Ramirez battling Trevor Bauer and Papa Shot. So you got to keep the team loose.
He's the
25
best.
Straight days of baseball.
Yeah, he's
got going on.
He what a manager. And now the bobblehead for him is tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
I think Bauer wanted to use a drone for his competition, too, but he couldn't. That was cool, though, running the Papa Shot. It was good last week.
He was using the drone for the eclipse yesterday.
One other note here, Kansas City in for the weekend. You're doing something with a food bank, I think, too?
Yeah, so not only facing the Royals and competing against them for the AL Central on the field, but off the field, we're competing them in a Harvest for Hunger campaign.
Okay.
We're really trying to fight the crisis that is hunger in our communities. And we're down 20,000, so we need people to go on to stepuptotheplate.today is the website and donate some money to help drive funds to help support and fight crisis with hunger. So the Royals are beating us, like I said, by $20,000 this weekend. Bring non-perishable goods to Progressive Field, as well as swing by a home plate. We're going to be giving away, if you donate $20, we'll give you an autographed player photo.
Excellent.
Very nice.
Fantastic. So tonight on the mound, we got Carlos Carrasco. Tomorrow night, the Terry bobblehead that's in there, right?
That's it.
And the scarf is when?
Friday.
That's a good looking scarf.
There you go. That is.
You see it on Wills and Center Facebook.
Come in handy in the playoffs, you know?
Rally together.
It's
supposed to cool down.
That's smoking,
right?
Man. That's
low
nice.
70s, 60s.
Yeah. There you go.
Scarf weather.
I'm thinking October 40s for that thing is what I'm
yeah,
thinking.
Exactly.
Right, yeah,
exactly.
I like your thinking, Bill.
Indians.com. Get your tickets. Be a part of it at Progressive Field. We'll talk more Tribe with Rosie at 845. Curtis Danberg. Thanks, pal.
Thanks,
Curtis.
Absolutely.
Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Thanks for joining us on Wills and Center Facebook, too. If you're in the car, don't worry. That video will be up there for you, and you get to where you can look at Wills and Snyder Facebook page.
Guyer's at second base. Nobody out. The 1-1 pitch. Perez squares. He bunts it back toward the mound. Picked by the first baseman. Double clutch. Throw gets away from Devers. Here comes Guyer with a winning run. Tribe wins it on a walk-off bunt and throwing error. And the Indians open up this homestand with a dramatic 5-4 bunt off win. It was a bunt back toward the mound. The first baseman, Holt, cut in front of everyone, grabbed it in front of the mound, wanted to throw to third, but he had a tough time getting a grip on the ball. Double clutch, then threw wide of third. It went off the glove of Devers into foul ground, and Brandon Guyer never stopped running.
You never know what you're going to see when it comes to a baseball game, and that's the final call last night. Let's talk about it. Jim Rosenhaus in this morning for Falls Motor City. Morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Bill.
So, win one goes to the Tribe in a important series here with the Red Sox.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking, what, 20, 30 years from now, Roberto Perez can tell his grandkids, hey, now his first walk-off plate appearance, he can either fess up and say it was a sack bunt, or he can just say, yeah, it was one of the great hits of my career.
You should have seen this ball, yeah.
He got the job. Yeah, he got the bunt down. And initially it looked like there was going to be a play at third base if it's handled cleanly by the first baseman. But if you get the ball, the bunt down, and the ball in play, sometimes good things happen, and that's exactly what happened for the Indians last night.
Yeah, and they put some pressure on him. Guyer, of course, with that double, Jim, and then you know, going to third. If he feels it, makes it cleanly, he double clutched it, maybe he gets him. But you just like to see that. You know, I wanted to ask you, Jim, you know, Perez had the 3-run homer, the bunt there. Yan Gomes has of late delivered some big hits. They've struggled most of the season. It's a good time to see those guys delivering, though, isn't it?
It is, and you know, when you say they struggled, it's certainly offensively, but their value, and Terry Francona has said it all year, their value is behind the plate. What they mean to that pitching staff, how they control the running game, is second to none in the major leagues. It really is, and that makes a difference. So you're patient, and you hope that they come along offensively, and you're right. Both of them have started to swing the bat much better. Come up with key hits, Gomer with a game winner on the last homestand and some key hits on the road trip. Same for Perez in terms of key hits. And, the home run last night early was big. The Red Sox had scored first and you like to be the team that comes back and can answer that. And then he did. And then he got the bunt down in a pressure situation. It seems so easy. Just get a bunt down. But ninth inning. Against you know, a guy who's throwing hard, that's not easy.
Yeah.
And he got the bunt down.
Jim, I would love to be all smiles this morning, but I know where you know where I'm going with this. Andrew Miller, some concern. You could even hear it in Tito's voice, and I guess Andrew spoke afterwards, and we'll know more today. But he just did not even look like himself, even the first guy he faced, did he?
No, he didn't, Mike. And gosh, you just. It sure seems like another trip to the DL is in the offing here. And again, we don't know. Maybe it was just a twinge and he's fine. But for him to leave a game the way he did, that's unusual because he loves being out there and he wants so badly to be a part of what's happening here. And just to walk off the mound the way he did and hear that he re-aggravated things, you would think that the Indians are always very, very much on the cautious end of things in terms of injuries and I would imagine that they'll just let him take some time off here and try and get the knee right if they can before too much longer.
Jim Rosenhaus on the Tribe, Carlos Carrasco on the mound tonight. Big series against Boston, so big. Mike Trevisano will do his show from Progressive Field starting at 3:00. Gagliano.com Tribe Insider at 6:00. First pitch with Rosie and Hammy at 7:10 tonight. On News Radio, WTAM 1100, home of the Tribe. Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks, guys.
Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Fred Greetham joins us, follows the Browns Force at scout.com. See what he posts. Follow him on Twitter at Fred Greetham. Good follow. And last night we get a 10-6 win. So a win's a win. Fred, good morning. Hugh says, look, if they keep score, I want to win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it wasn't pretty, but. You know, when you're 1-19 last year, I guess 2-0 looks pretty good, even if it doesn't count.
Absolutely. And I think what we're seeing, at least on the defensive side, Fred, is they drafted some talent here, particularly Garrett. But this looks like a different group, and with Greg Williams as the coordinator.
It is, and I think you're going to see. I mean, last night it really was the defense. Eli Manning played all but 1 minute of the first half, and the Browns held him to 80 yards, and the Giants only had 99 in the first half, and they had, you know, although Beckham got hurt, they had their guys out there. And the defense held, you know, the Giants to 3.3 yards rushing in the whole game, and they've had trouble stopping the run, and that was encouraging to see. And so when you're seeing Garrett get to the quarterback for the first time, and Pepper's making plays back there, and Joe Schobert, you know, there's some encouraging signs there, and I think it starts with the defense. That's what they want to do this year, and then hopefully the offense will come along.
Well, speaking of the offense coming along, well, what do you see right now? Hugh says he's pretty much seen enough. What do you think we're going to hear from him regarding quarterbacks maybe as early as tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he's going to name Brock Osweiler the starter. I mean, it only makes sense because, in my opinion, if you start with Osweiler, it's much easier to make a switch to the rookie Kizer rather than start with a Kizer. Then he just goes down from there if he needs to be pulled. So why force him? He's doing some good things. He's shown with his legs. You know, I think that's what Jackson likes, you know, about the quarterback. Was he had 35 yards, was able to, you know, get a couple first downs with his legs. He needs to slide, and Jackson pointed that out. But I think that's what he's going to do. When Joe Thomas says 99 out of 100 times Hugh agrees with me, I think he knows something, and that's what he said last week. So I'd be surprised if it isn't Osweiler on Wednesday.
Fred Greatheman, scout.com. Crowell misses last night a groin. Anything more on him?
Yeah, it was just a late scratch. He seemed to be walking around fine when I saw him. We didn't get a lot of information. They kind of downplayed it, that it was just precautionary. Anybody that had any little ding, they held out.
Okay, Tampa's up next then, right?
Yeah, Saturday. There was a couple injuries. We'll find out. Tank Carter looks like he could be a little more serious. He was walking in with crutches and a knee brace, and they're going to find out about Njoku, got hurt way late in the game last night, his ankle. So, yeah, Saturday's the dress rehearsal with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, and it's a solid team, and Joe Thomas is going to play in that game, and maybe that'll help the offense because, really, in fairness to the quarterbacks, they've had problems at left tackle with either penalties or breakdowns in the first two games without Joe.
Yeah, really, if you want to do some of the things you want to do, you want all your linemen. Of course, Betonio's still not in there, but Greco's pretty solid slipping in. So Joe Thomas will make a big difference. You know, you've had Cam Irving, Rod Johnson, they've all been false starting and holding, and Joe Thomas will try to settle that down, and maybe we can see what the offense can do, you know, with a compliment there.
Guys, the other big story, of course, dozen Browns players take a knee during the anthem. Media schedule, do you get a chance officially visiting players today, or is it off limits? What's the story there?
We'll talk to Hugh Jackson on a conference call this afternoon, but he addressed that a little bit. But I did talk to a couple of the players involved after the game, you know, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday are the only 2 days that there's practice and availability out in Berea.
All right. It'll be interesting to hear what their reaction is to the reaction that fans had to what they did last night. Fred Greatham, you can follow him on Twitter, at Fred Greatham. Best team coverage of the Browns, more at WTAM.com. Good stuff. Fred, thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.